Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
This is critical that we're talking about right now. It is very important about you all's success and how you're going to move forward. And until you forgive those people that have hurt you in your life, it's going to be very difficult for you to move forward. You will carry emotional scars into the future that's going to affect your relationship with your girlfriend, your wife, your children, your bosses, your family, your friends, and people in the community.
Teachers.
You're going to automatically dislike teachers because of the hurt you already are experiencing. Okay? Because every time a teacher does something that represents an ugliness that you remember about your father, that person you've already had disrespect for and you just met them. You just walked in the door and met them.
Mm.
So that means they really didn't even contribute to why you dislike them. But they are the object in front of you and you are using them to get back at your dad. That's what's going on. Okay? All right, that is good, man. But I need y'all to fill these out. Not that I need y'all to fill it out. I need you to fill this out because you need it. You need it. It's got to be what you hear about yourself as to how you're making changes. And I don't care if your daddy was a sorry daddy, he wasn't around. How much is you hating him going to change things right now? Zero. So then you must be about how you will improve yourself and don't do what your daddy did to you, because you are now setting an example of what you're going to do with your kids.
Mm.
Your daddy was a nut because he wasn't present. But if you practice what your daddy practiced to your kids, then you got a double nut in the family. And in most cases, it gets worse than it gets better. So if you do what your daddy did, you're going to do something else along with what your daddy did. He may have hit your mama. Now you're going to hit your kids. And you're going to hit your girlfriend. So you're going to take it up a notch. So you got to twist the game, okay, and turn that whole thing around. And that's why forgiving your father is so important that we got to deal with.
I'm going to chime in on the tail end of that. And the amazing thing is that y'all are 15, 15-ish. And how old are you, Mr. Wortham?
I am 62, about to be 63.
And how old are you, Mr. Malcolm?
45.
So if we take y'all's age, I'm 30. So y'all are half my age. Y'all are a quarter of his age. And y'all are about a third of his age. Y'all still have so much more life, and y'all are coming into a realization at this stage in your life on the front end, where this is literally a chapter in a book of your life, and y'all have the ability to change the rest of your life. And I don't know about when Mr. Wortham took the time to do his work through counseling or through therapy or whatever it might be. Same thing with Mr. Malcolm. With both these gentlemen being married, I know they had to do a certain level of work before they got married, but I'm not even married yet, but I've gone through therapy. I went to therapy like two years, a couple years ago, and I went through another class, but that's me starting at 28, and y'all are 15, 16. So imagine if y'all took what you know about yourself now, took what you're mad about now, what you're resentful about now, and you begin to work on it at 15 years old. Man, y'all will be so emotionally whole before you can even think about it, and then y'all have the rest of your life to live free. You won't have grudges against people. You won't be mad at different people, but you will be free. And that'd be a powerful thing, because y'all are already in school, so y'all are getting the education, and then being emotionally free and mentally free, y'all be able to love people, and y'all be able to show other brothers how to be emotionally free as well. So I just want y'all to think about that, because y'all are leaders. Like I told y'all before, y'all are leaders. Y'all represent power. Y'all represent strength. Now we just got to take that and harness it to where you can be effective leaders, efficient leaders, and not just leaders running around angry. Because I've been that guy. I've been mad. And then I wouldn't know how to handle my anger. So I just take it out on the people who are closest to me. And y'all know the people who are closest to you, the ones who love you the most. And they're right there, so it makes it easy for us to access those people and be mad at those people. But just be encouraged. Sometimes it will be tough. It's work. It's work on yourself. But it's the best type of investment you can ever make. Money can't get you this.
And friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?